This find, like the Mansi, predates the first settlement of the West. But there's a point about Ubudia which is different. In a future lecture, we're going to look at the origins of modern humans. And we'll find that anatomically modern human beings were living in Southwest Asia, in the area of Ubudia, alongside Neanderthals, as early as 90,000 years ago. It was as if Africa and Southwest Asia were part of a similar province, and it may well be that the same was happening much earlier, and that people pushed northwards and westwards very much later. We simply, at this point, don't know. Judging from the settlement of Europe by modern humans very, very much later, around 45 to 50,000 years ago, the first settlement of what is now temperate Central and Western Europe probably came from during a period of warmer interglacial climate, as a result of the movement of people northward from warmer regions. Basically, there were two routes by which people could have entered Europe. The one is from Southwest Asia into Turkey and across what is now the Dardanelles, into Bulgaria and Southeast Europe, and then across from there into the center and the west. This route is entirely feasible, especially during a period of lower sea level, during a glaciation. The other route is across the Straits of Gibraltar. Deep water, fast-flowing tides and currents. And this route seems to me less likely, because it appears that humans first developed effective watercraft very, very much later. Of course, someone may have drifted across on a raft or on a tree trunk, but this is very different from getting a founder population across, which is a much larger number of people. What we are looking at here, then, is probably a settlement of Europe across the Dardanelles. When? Probably around 800,000 years ago, although some scientists argue on the basis of controversial sites for a much earlier date, around 1 million years ago. But whatever the date, it was a settlement of momentous importance. It was not a deliberate migration. Some people living in Turkey didn't one day wake up and say, "Good morning, we're going to Europe today." It was not a deliberate movement, just as the first settlement of the Americas, much, much later, was not a deliberate movement. It was part of the ebb and flow of hunter-gatherer existence. A family, a son might split off from his father's family and move into a neighboring valley. The wide-ranging, highly mobile existence at the time meant that people would cover large distances and that such expansions, theoretically at any rate, could happen very quickly. What dictated it were the age-old factors, the seasons of plant foods, the movements of migratory game, the endless movement from summer to winter pasture of gregarious animals like reindeer, for example. These were the factors that meant that humans moved over large distances. And at some point, maybe around 800,000 years ago, they moved into Europe. Here, as everywhere, it is a patchwork of archaeological sites which give us the picture. The earliest solidly documented archaeological site in Europe which has yielded fossil remains is a site called Gran Dolina, which is at Atapuerca in northern Spain. It is a cave, or rather a sinkhole, from which they have recovered well-preserved remains of Homo erectus dating to about 800,000 years ago. This is an isolated find. However, there is no question that settlement was widespread by 600,000 years ago, when Acheulean hand axes appear for the first time.